Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8:43 on Total Information AM. Megan Lynch is out this morning, Michael Calhoun filling in. And let's bring in our KMOX legal analyst, Brad Young, partner at Harris Young and Kaiser. As we told you, it's a pivotal test of executive power today at the Supreme Court. We also just talked about the economy, and this affects that too. The court is considering the president's power to unilaterally impose far-reaching tariffs. And Brad, challengers say that Mr. Trump is illegally using an emergency law to claim nearly limitless tariff power. But the Trump administration says the law gives the power to the president to regulate importation, including tariffs. What is the court going to consider here?
Good morning, Michael. Here's exactly what's going to be argued at the Supreme Court today. This 1977 law, it allows the president to, quote, regulate importation, unquote. Now, that's traditionally been viewed as applying to sanctions against other countries, not necessarily tariffs. So the question to be resolved at the court is whether the word regulate in the law is the same as imposing tariffs. Now, when you look at the arguments on either side of this, the lower courts held that the president does not have that power. Also, there's this concept called the major questions doctrine. It's a bedrock of constitutional analysis, and it says if there's going to be something major that's delegated by Congress to the executive branch, the statute has to be clear, and here the statute is not clear. So what's facing the court is whether they allow these tariffs, whether they strike them, or whether they would, and this is the what I think the court will actually do, strike down some of the tariffs, but then establish a framework by which additional tariffs can be issued or what congressional authority would be needed in order to continue the tariffs.
Now, you know, there's the court of public opinion and then the Supreme Court. And so a lot of people are talking about the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's claim that the U.S. would face catastrophic financial consequences up to $1 trillion if the emergency tariffs were overturned. Certainly something that could be considered in a policy debate. But can the court consider that?
The court's really not going to consider the policy debate. I think as of today, I haven't checked in the last couple of days, but I think the total amount of tariffs raised by the U.S. government is somewhere north of $200 billion. And so if the court strikes these down, we also have the question of, do those tariffs have to be refunded or not? And if that's the case, the government's taken in over $200 billion, there would be refunds available. Also, the other issue here, too, Michael, is just like we saw with President Biden's issue with student loans. When he would go up to the Supreme Court would say, you can't do that. Then he would use a different statute in order to try to effectuate student loan forgiveness programs. President Trump has that same power here, whereas even if the Supreme Court strikes it under this 1977 law, the president could fall back on other laws that do allow tariffs, and it wouldn't necessarily mean the end to tariffs.
Closer to home, it's not Halloween candy, but ballot candy that we're talking about when it comes to the challenge of efforts to tighten up the initiative petition process. And what people might not realize is that some of the biggest fights are often over how to word or phrase something that we see on the ballot.
You know, Michael, that's a constant legal struggle and a constant legal fight. But what's at issue here is that the Missouri legislature has proposed a change to the state ballot, constitutional ballot initiative. That's what gave us legalized marijuana. That's what legalized abortion and other things through this ballot initiative process. So what's the current law is just 50% or more. 50% plus one of the state can change the Constitution. What the legislature is proposing is that it would have to be done by a majority. In other words, a majority, not just of the state, but in order to get it on a ballot, an initiative on the ballot, there would have to be a majority in each of Missouri's eight congressional districts, which would be a far greater challenge than just an overall majority of the state of Missouri. That's being challenged by the Missourians for Fair Governance. There's several issues that they're highlighting, including that there's multiple issues or that the ballot language is unclear. Bottom line here, I see that the court perhaps stating that the legislature has to refine the language on the ballot to be more clear and less ambiguous. But at the end of the day, I do see the courts upholding the right of the legislature to propose constitutional amendments.
And the ballot candy aspect is one of the claims from the opponents is that this kind of bundles together unrelated things. And at least one of the things they say is already a law.
True. And that whole idea of the ballot candy is that there's a law in Missouri that if you're doing a ballot initiative, you can only deal with one issue at a time. That's how we had a law stricken recently, that there was a law that both regulated the ability of people to keep chickens, and it also included historical tax credits on building renovations in the city of St. Louis. That was struck down because it had multiple issues. This is a similar issue, and I do see the courts probably striking the current language and forcing the legislature to come back and only address one issue through this ballot initiative.
Just about 20 seconds, so quick answer to this. Illinois lawmakers passed a bill banning civil immigration arrests in and around state courthouses. Can the state do this? Does it run afoul of the Supremacy Clause?
It absolutely does run afoul of the Supremacy Clause here, Michael, because under Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution, federal law prevails over state law, and I don't see that this Illinois law can be enforceable in any way.
Brad Young, our KMOX legal analyst, partner at Harris Young and Kaiser. Always great to talk with you. Thank you so much, Brad.
My pleasure, Michael.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.